Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In a letter to prosecutors, Hunter Biden attorney Abby Lowell accuses computer repair shop owner John Paul Mac Isaac of intentional, reckless, and unlawful conduct for allowing, quote, hundreds of gigabytes of Mr. Biden's personal data without any discretion to be circulated around the internet. Politicians and the news media have used this unlawfully accessed, copied, distributed, and manipulated data to distort the truth.
So that turned out to be kind of an interesting story yesterday, that Hunter Biden's lawyers came out guns blazing, going after a whole bunch of different people. How dare you spread this information around? That you don't have no right to have blah, 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 which most people were seeing as an admission that so it is his laptop, because you've been claiming all along that it's not his laptop. So I guess.
Well, Jack, come on. It shows all the earmarks of a Russian information campaign.
So I guess that was an admission that it is Hunter Biden's laptop, which nobody was doubting at this point anyway. I mean, with all the pictures of him and his chicks and his guns and his hairy chest and his drugs and all the other stuff and the yeah. emails and all that. But
and his sending money around wildly.
I didn't know this, but I guess it makes sense. Have I ever dropped off a computer anywhere? I don't know if I ever even have. But if you do, apparently you sign some paperwork that says that if you leave it there longer than a certain amount of time, it's theirs, and all the information inside it's theirs. I never thought about that. I guess Hunter Biden didn't think about it when somewhat inebriated he walked into that computer store late at night either.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. I can't imagine forgetting a laptop or a computer. Forgetting it's there and just never going back. On the other hand, I'm not a drug addict.
Well, I can't imagine doing that either, because they're kind of pricey. I certainly can't imagine it if my habit is to like make videos of myself with hookers and guns and meth.
Yeah.
For some reason, why are you making video? Why you have that lifestyle? Then why are you making videos and saving them on your laptop? I would think you would, you know, kind of like prize that information to a certain extent and not just hand it off to some random computer store and then just forget about it. But he did.
I might be so protective of that information that I'll just put up with the escape key being a little sticky. and not bring it into a repair shop. I'll just keep that stuff to myself. Thank you very much. Especially because, and this is one of those stories that's been quashed by the mainstream media for a very long time, he had a different laptop snatched up by probable Russian agents in Las Vegas during one of his benders.
The missing part of the story continues to be, and this was frustrating to me all day long yesterday, as there was a fair amount of coverage about this. And it was pretty in mainstream media, there was a fair amount of coverage. I'm not talking just about Fox. I mean, mainstream media was covering the fact that Hunter Biden's lawyers going after Rudy Giuliani and the computer store owner and whoever. They made that the story. And I want to raise my hand and say, OK, since this seems like an admission that it is Hunter's laptop, how about we now turn our attention back to those emails, since you just told me this is Hunter's laptop, the ones about the big guy and the 10% and all that stuff. Aren't you somewhat curious about that?
Yeah.
But no, the story was it okay for the computer store owner, Rudy Giuliani, is he in trouble? No, the story is still, there are emails where at least it's worth looking into whether or not Hunter Biden is talking about his dad and a whole bunch of money changing hands.
Selling access and influence, right.
How is Andrew, that still not a story for mainstream media?
Well, especially because the story ain't much of a story. Andrew McCarthy makes that fairly clear in clip 72, Michael.
I think it's a public relations strategy that, again, they simply didn't think very well through, you know, because if he actually turned this into a litigation, then he becomes a witness in the litigation, which one would think is the last thing that they would want. So I just think this is a lot of bluster, again, by somebody who's not only the subject of an investigation, but who has, you know, found his problem to bleed into the problem that his father now has with his criminal investigation.
The reaction that I heard and read yesterday from virtually everybody involved on the receiving end, from Rudy's people to anybody else, press outlets and Tucker Carlson, everybody said the same thing. We don't know what the hell they're talking about. There's nothing here. You can't sue us for that.
Well, because the laptop, because why? Because the laptop belonged to the computer store owner at the point that it was never picked up?
Well, yeah. Yeah. And if you come across my diary and in it, I confess to a secret affection for cuddling with it's the day after. We'll go with groundhogs, that I'm turned on by groundhogs. Unless you stole that from me and then printed it with the purpose of defaming me, it's just too bad.
Well, I can't even believe we're talking about this again. Everybody's missing the point is what's on the laptop. So now if we're down right to, it's clearly Hunter Biden. I don't care if it is wrong. Rudy Giuliani's going to be in trouble and he's going to get a fine or something like that or spend 6 days in jail. Who freaking cares? The story is those emails that the president of the United States might be taking kickbacks with foreign countries, including China. That's the story. Not whether or not that computer guy illegally put this information out or not.
I've only been saying that for 2 years now. This is another chance for the utterly dishonest, lamestream media to act like they're paying attention to the story. Spend a little ink on the Hunter Biden laptop. We are covering it. We're covering it. Like when their lawyers sued Rudy Giuliani. That is not covering the story, you lying liars.
Well, and as the legal expert Andy McCarthy there was pointing out, go ahead, I say. Yeah, I hope this goes to trial. I hope they end up with Hunter Biden on the stand trying to make a claim that he has been wronged somehow because my laptop had a lot of private information on it, and it is now out there, and that hurt me. Go ahead, say that on the stand under oath. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to spend about 3 weeks of this trial verifying the ownership of this laptop and specifically these emails. Sir, did you write this email? Reminder, you're under oath. Did you receive this email and reply to it on June the 14th of 2009, et cetera, et cetera? On it goes. That's, as Andy McCarthy pointed out, that's the last thing his lawyers want.
Right. God, that would be something. Is this story over or not?
I think this aspect of it goes away pretty quickly.
I don't care about that at all. Yeah, right. The whole Hunter Biden's laptop emails story.
It will continue to exist for conservative America. There is a chance, as these things sometimes do, that eventually the evidence of wrongdoing, hinkiness, et cetera, is so overwhelming that somebody at the WAPO or the New York Times grudgingly says, you know, we got to cover this. And then all of a sudden it becomes okay in the liberal media, as they are a bunch of lemmings, herd animals. And they'll think, okay, we can cover it now.
And the ultimate result, I mean, justice needs to be done if there's something illegal going on, no matter what. But politically, I'm not sure how much you want to push Joe Biden out of office. I don't know if that does you any good politically.
No, I think that would take a very long time. I think Biden's worry is more about actuarial tables than this bird coming home to roost.
Slippery steps and whatnot.
Well, yeah, just
bingo.
Yeah. He's not worried about what's going to happen in 5 years. Let me put it to you like that.
All right.
Appropriately.
Oh,
speaking of office machines, I just came across this. This is stunning. I'll tell you about it maybe next segment, but some of your equipment, including printers, you don't own them, really. The printer company owns them. You don't know that.
No, I don't know that.
Well, you don't know that, do you? You're ignorant of it. Hmm? I was shocked by this. We'll tell you what we're talking about in a moment or two. I realize I'm being annoyingly vague.
Russia may have already launched their giant offensive that may include a 500,000 soldiers, according to the New York Times. Holy crap. Zelensky says it's already begun. We can talk about that more later with one of our military experts. That's a big deal. AOC came out of her hot shoes screaming and yelling yesterday about something on the House floor. It's kind of exciting. Maybe.
We'll the entire squad was in a lather. Yeah.
In a lather. Ew. And are you hip to the Burger King meme thing from TikTok? Your kids probably are. My kids are. Hanson's kids are. Maybe you aren't. We'll bring you up to speed on that, among other things. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, on Wednesday, the spy balloon was over Montana, which is where some of the silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles are located. President Biden initially wanted to shoot it down, and jet fighters scrambled to be in position. But the Pentagon ultimately recommended against it because of the danger of falling debris might pose to people on the ground.
You know, if that's an accurate portrayal of the way it went, I like the fact that Biden was thinking, shoot the frigger down. I like it. I like it, and I wish they had. But this is the breaking news. Blinken's trip to China has been postponed.
Oh,
after the identification of the Chinese spy balloon.
Oh, interesting.
So our Secretary of State was going to meet with President Xi, first time a sex state has met with Xi in 6 years, on Sunday, and they have postponed it because of the, well, we're under attack by China is the reason.
Wow. In the language of diplomacy, a sudden postponement, a last minute postponement like this is, you know, pretty big expression of being pissed off.
At that high level, that was actually with President Xi. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Xi, you know, the meeting in 2 days, I can't make it. Click. Yeah, that's a gesture.
One word. Spy balloon. That's two words.
Spy balloon.
So do you think they told Biden and he was kind of an old man? You got to shoot it down. I see the Hindenburg caught on fire. See, and they said, no, wait. There's other ways to deal with it. Or again, I'm liking his initial impulse of shooting the dang thing down.
I'm not buying the whole danger to people on the ground. Again, we're talking about Montana. There are hundreds of uninhabited square miles, thousands. That, you know, all right, where is it? It's above. If it's above downtown Missoula, all right, let it float for another hour. But then you blast it out of the sky, unless they have a different idea for how to bring it down so we can more carefully, you know, pick it apart and study it. But
God, that would have been exciting if they had shot it down. Damn, yeah. That'd have been a great news story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, things aren't getting less spicy with China, are they?
No, God, I'd say no. I'd say not with us announcing the air bases in the Philippines. No.
Speaking of vexing machines, boy, I was surprised by this story. It's by somebody or other. Who is this fella? Charlie Wartzel in the Atlantic writing. He talks about his family got a pandemic inkjet printer for various reasons. Talks about printers are kind of funky at times, and they're mishaps. I tell you what, modern printers are pretty damn good.
I love my Epson printer that somebody sent to me from Epson because they heard me complaining about printers, and it is the most user-friendly printer I've ever had. So,
oh, yeah,
thank
I,
you,
too,
Epson.
Rock the Epson on a daily basis. It's a fabulous printer. This has to do with HP printers. So this guy writes, trouble started with a label for a package. My printer was unresponsive, trying to print out the label. Then I discovered an error message on my computer indicating that my HP OfficeJet Pro had been remotely disabled by HP.
What?
When I logged on to HP's website, I learned why. The credit card I had used to sign up for AP's instant ink cartridge refill program had expired, and the company had effectively bricked my device in response.
They turn off your printer if you back out of the automatic payment for their juice?
Well, if they find out your credit card's expired, yeah, they lock your printer.
No way. How many people are aware that's a possibility? Nobody.
Let me read on. For those not trapped in this devil's bargain, Instant Ink is a monthly subscription program that purports to monitor one's printer usage and ink levels and automatically send new cartridges when they're low. The name is misleading because the monthly fee is not for the ink itself, but for the number of pages printed. The recommended household plan is $5.99 a month for 100 pages. Like others, I signed up in haste during the printer setup process, only slightly aware of what I was purchasing.
Of course. Who's going to read all that crap when you're setting up your new printer?
Getting ink delivered when I needed it sounded convenient enough to me, a man so thoroughly coddled by one-click e-commerce that the frontal lobes of my brain likely resemble cottage cheese. The monthly fee... Listen to this ass, would you? The monthly fee is incurred whether you print or not. And the ink cartridges occupy some liminal ownership space. You possess them, but you are in essence renting both them and your machine while you're enrolled in the program.
I'll bet if we all knew what we've agreed to with all our different devices, we would be shocked. Not things that they maybe necessarily do, but things that they can do if they want to. You know, how many things have you agreed to where they can monitor your every keystroke? That's a very popular one with a lot of your third-party apps that people get for various games and stuff like that. That's why I don't get any of them. But they get to monitor every keystroke you make. Here, the printer company gets to turn off your printer. I mean, that's unbelievable.
The writer and activist Cory Doctorow said, quote, what HP is doing is remarkably bad and deeply user hostile.
Yeah, I would agree. I'll tell you what, if I found that out about my printer, well, if that happened once with my printer company, I ain't using you ever again. You are done with me as a customer.
Couple more sentences that I liked. I've struggled in subsequent conversations with friends and family to adequately convey the level and intensity of entitled fury I felt when I realized all of this. Here was a piece of technology that I had paid more than $200 for, stocked with full ink cartridges. My printer, gently used, was sitting on my desk in perfect working order, but rendered useless by Hewlett-Packard, a tech corporation with a $28 billion market cap at the time of writing, because I had failed to make a monthly payment for a service intended to deliver new printer cartridges that I did not yet need.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
I would smash it with a hammer.
Set it on fire.
And send the smoldering ruins to Hewlett-Packard.
Right.
Man, we're giving away a lot of advertising on today's show.
Well, not all of it good.
We love Epson printers. I love mine.
Yeah, what's the one that Shaq advertises, too, with the whole the bottles? Well, you can see the bottles in there. The fact that I
remember it's a big printer. It's got some bottles full of ink.
The fact that I can just glance down there and see, okay, there's a whole bunch of black ink still left in there. I got no problems. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, son of a gun.
You got to smash it, set it on fire, bury it, dig it up the next day, set it on fire again.
Smash, smash, smash.
And my...
Yeah.
Well, at some point, I need to alert HP as to my rage.
Right.
The machine isn't exactly the target of my rage. That's, I think you've missed my point.
My new band, Chinese Spy Balloon. We need to tell you more about that. There are updates coming in by the moment on that whole story. If you don't know about it, stay tuned. It's a pretty saucy one. If you miss an hour, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The new season of The Bachelor is underway, but some people are complaining that this year's Bachelor is too boring. Well, the producers have decided to do something about it.
The word is out. This year's Bachelor is just too boring. America, we heard you loud and clear, so we sent Zach home, and we're replacing him with...
Tom Brady! Look out, Bachelor Nation, because Tom B is on a permanent vacation! This retiree is ready to party! He's DTF, done throwing footballs, and he wants one more ring! I'm talking Neil Lane! So huddle up in the fantasy suite and get ready to touch down there! Bachelor, fall in love with the goat.
Exciting. That's not boring at all. That's what we want to see right there. That's good TV.
Get ready to touch down there. He's DTF, dumb throwing footballs.
Wow, that is so over the top. I love it.
Oh my God.
Excellent Friday feel to that one, Michael.
Oh, geez.
Well done.
That is funny.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of TV shows involving attractive women, Congress is in session.
Oh.
And they're along a party line vote. Ilhan Omar of Minneapolis was bounced from the Foreign Relations Committee ostensibly for a bunch of anti-Semitic remarks. I am a poor choice for a commentator on this story because I can't stand Ilhan Omar and her ilk. I think she's an America hater. I think she wants to turn this country into something resembling, well, something I have no interest in living in. She's a way left, Marxist-loving a person from a fundamentalist Muslim country who does not value the norms of the U.S. like I think congresspeople should. On the other hand, her district elected her.
Yeah, that's she represents the people that know who she is and want that voice in Congress.
Yeah, so I may hate it, but she got elected. And there's a legitimate question whether she should be thrown off the Foreign Relations Committee, but she has been thrown off of it.
Yeah,
she's on several other important committees.
Not to ruin the fun before we get to it, but the overall question is: should parties have the ability to choose whoever they want, who were elected by their people to represent a point of view which you might not agree with? Whether it's, you know, Manhattan liberals or Wyoming conservatives, it might be way out of line with what you think is the way, but that's what those people want represented in Congress. Do the parties get to choose who's on the committees? Or does the party that is in control at the time say, nah, we're going to decide who's on the committees?
Right. When each party appoints their own members, the majority party gets the majority of members in the chairmanship. But yeah, but the Democrats get to put whoever they want on unless there's a majority vote of Congress saying, no, George Santos does not get to serve on the Committee on Government Oversight, for instance. Everybody agrees that would be ridiculous. So putting aside the particulars of it, again, I'm too biased to really get into it. You had the squad in a froth. Ilhan Omar is part of the squad, and her fellow squatters leapt to her defense. Let's start with AOC in clip 43, Michael.
Thank you. Now, as a fellow New Yorker, I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body.
Hey, AOC. You're beautiful when you're mad.
Oh, geez. That was what? Out of line.
What?
That was out of line. I distanced myself from your comments.
Rashida Tlaib, equally pissed off in clip 42.
Where are the free speech warriors today? The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people. You are showing who you all are, really.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar,
the gentlewoman's time has expired.
That our country is failing you today through this chamber. You belong to
the gentlewoman
is
no longer recognized, and the gentleman from Mississippi is recognized.
Well, she went full tears.
Get your ass together. Your time is up.
She was too. I almost said something worse than what you said.
Oh, boy.
So she was pretty emotional there.
Yes, she was indeed. And then 45, 46 back to back, Michael.
I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. And interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted? There is this idea that you are a suspect if you are an immigrant. Or if you are from certain parts of the world or a certain skin tone or a Muslim, is anyone surprised that I am being targeted?
Or you made a whole bunch of anti-Semitic comments that you wouldn't apologize for in any real way, and that's why.
And you're way, way, way too comfy with radical Islam is the thing, and with principles that do not score with the United States Constitution. But, all right, so they're done. They got their speech. AOC needs a voice coach. Her voice is too mousy. And I realize that's kind of a sexist thing to say. She's got a feminine tone. I don't know. Every time I hear her, I think, oh, boy. Oh, boy. What?
That's the knock on males commenting on female politicians, right? Is if they get adamant and worked up, is that they're screechy and hard to listen to. Which they are.
Yes.
That's right, Hillary. Isn't truth an absolute defense against libel? And perhaps sexism. And it goes both ways. There are things that women say about guys that are 100% true. Y'all are right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, both men and women can appreciate this at the end of the long day. Instead of standing there in the kitchen realizing you haven't thought anything and having no idea what to eat for dinner and ending up eating garbage, you have your HelloFresh recipe. You whip it up fresh in the kitchen. It's delicious food for you and your sweetheart or you and the whole family. Say goodbye to the recipe rut. This again! And say hello to seasonal recipes packed with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that make getting dinner on the table easy and enjoyable.
So you get to eat well and save money with HelloFresh, cheaper than groceries, all that sort of stuff. The ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in just 7 days, so you know it's really, really fresh. Check out their fast and fresh recipes, satisfying, flavorful dishes.
Judy and I are longtime HelloFresh fans. We had it last night. It's fabulous. Oh, man, we had this pork meatloaf stuff. Oh, it was so good. Plus, it doesn't hurt that HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and certainly cheaper than restaurant takeout. Make eating easy and exciting with America's number one meal kit. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code Armstrong65 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65. That's code Armstrong65 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65. Bon appetit.
So I haven't actually heard this, but I have some comment on it.
Well, that's kind of an odd introduction.
This is a TikTok craze that my kids are aware of. I don't want to talk about TikTok crazes in general, but this is a Burger King thing that has become the big with the kids on the playground, whether you know it or not.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grill taste with perfect toppers, I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that Impossible or bacon Whopper, any Whopper my way. You rule your season today at BK.
So for whatever reason, that burger, that's the actual Burger King jingle, their new one. And for whatever reason, that caught fire and has become a TikTok craze of some sort. And there are dances and then spin-off songs that people make, like this sad piano version of the same thing. And so really... And then, like, my youngest son, who's a big Green Day fan, yesterday, he came home from school singing, how did it go? I walk to Burger King, and then I walk back home from Burger King. but they all have these Burger King songs, which, one, is an amazing accomplishment by, a fast food restaurant to have kids creating and singing new versions of Burger King jingles. But to me, one of the main things was, just like we've talked about, TikTok is so freaking huge. My kids are constantly talking about memes. And I say, what are you talking about? It's a meme, Dad. I say, where do you see it? Kids on TikTok. And my kids don't see TikTok. I don't let them look at TikTok. They don't have it on their devices. But it's so omnipresent at school, the kids that do see the stuff at home are talking about it enough on the playground that if you want to be part of the cool crowd, you just have to be in on whatever the latest thing is. And like my kids keep making this face, and it's a, I forget the guy's name, Diggerdoo or somebody like that. It's a Diggerdoo face, Dad. What's a Diggerdoo face? It's a meme. It's TikTok. And they're all, so they're just, I can't even communicate with them. There's so many things going on. But so TikTok is running pop culture for a certain segment of society, maybe some of you listening. And if you're not into it, like I'm not into it, because I think they're a bunch of Chinese spies, TikTok, I'm completely unaware of it.
Yeah, I have a great deal more to say about TikTok at some point or soon if we want. But yeah, it is absolutely a tool of the Chinese Communist Party to soften the heads of our youngsters, slowly but surely. just the differences between what's allowed in China and the U.S. is striking with TikTok.
And the effort to soften the heads of our youngsters. Well, so you
to cottage cheesify the brains of our young Americans.
Well, yes. I thought it was mostly, spyware. You get the TikTok downloaded on your phone and then they got all kinds of access to all kinds of stuff. You think it's multifold, that it's also just they're taking advantage of our endless, it would seem, appetite for vacuous entertainment?
100%. 100%. I will elaborate in the next segment. Before that, though, a quick thought. That jingle is at least 45 years old. if not is it? 50 years old.
I don't recall it, but so yeah. Okay.
Retooled for the modern era.
Oh, okay.
But that is a catchy song. I mean, that's American Pie. They're still singing it 50 years later.
My kids humming a Burger King jingle because it's a big TikTok thing. I just think, wow, that's interesting on a whole bunch of different levels. Marketing, the softening in the heads of youth. I mean, we were singing a McDonald's jingle 50 years ago, two all beef patties, special sauce, you know, so it happened pre-TikTok.
I have this weird kink in my head where I remember lyrics to songs, whether I want to or not, whether I like the songs or not, and they stick up there for decades. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way. That was the Burger King jingle in the 70s.
Was that was a Barry Manilow creation, wasn't it? That one?
Could have been. If it wasn't, it might as well have been.
I think that's a Barry Manilow one. But I don't know. I found it interesting, like I said, on a number of levels, and the fact that almost every day they bring up something or are laughing about something, and I ask what it is, and it's something that came out of a TikTok meme that all the kids are doing at school.
Well, wake up, America. The TikTok is the Chinese spy balloon that's hovering over your children's schools. Giant Chinese spy balloon blocking out Montana's moon.
Wow, that was really something. TikTok is the giant Chinese spy balloon hovering over your children's schools.
I will explain.
That's fantastic.
Coming up.
And an update.
Naive fools.
And we got to update you on the actual Chinese spy balloon, which if you haven't heard about is quite the story. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. The Pentagon just moments ago on what's flying over the U.S. The suspected Chinese surveillance balloon, the size of three buses, hovering over the northern U.S.
Yes, I like that dramatic music and everything from ABC News last night. It's a dramatic story. It's a freaking Chinese spy balloon hovering over Montana. We'll get into more of the details kickoff hour three, maybe, because we scrambled F-22s, and Biden apparently considered shooting it down and is still considering it, apparently. So more on that coming up.
Yeah, yeah. The Chinese apologizing, fake phonies. Anyway, so TikTok, innocent entertainment, a fun meme conveyor belt for our young, Jack.
And the fact that the young spend practically all their time on it was the statistic that we learned.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, to properly seed the soil here, you have to understand that every aspect of Chinese society has been tasked with surpassing and unseating the United States from our position of global influence. So this is not paranoid. This is known.
They have put out what they call white papers explaining how they want to do this. They're available on the internet.
Yeah. We'll just refer to A, listener A here, who sent this along. And it's a very nice digest of things we've talked about before. But and it's actually from a tech website. This article talks about how TikTok and how dangerous it actually is. Highlights. Number one, the algorithm feeds you stuff that engages you specifically, meaning meaningless stuff and moving content with actual value to the fringes. It does that intentionally, like news reporting, how-tos, educational stuff, whatever. Promotes irrational behavior that's actually led to mental illness-like symptoms in young people and even death in a few cases. I remember there was a rash of kids exhibiting symptoms where you shout obscenities and stuff. It's the mental illness.
Tourette's
syndrome. That's right. And all of these kids started having self-generated Tourette's problems because they watched so many videos on TikTok.
Wow.
It's easy to forget as an adult how crazy adolescence can be. And I would also suggest that it constantly feeds you wonderful videos about transgender youth and how happy they are. It's addictive. It changes brain structure and chemistry. I'm sorry. Did you snicker at that notion, sir?
No, snickering. I'm just thinking about your statement of the complexities of being, you know, a teenager. That's one of the many downsides of being an older parent. My kids are growing up as teenagers in such a different environment than I did. Mm. Oh, my God. And yeah. like you just said, with everything that's going on in your hormones and your brain and trying to figure out the world and who you are, now you introduce this that you're being exposed to all day long every day.
And again, an addiction changes your brain structure and your brain chemistry. Point number four, the version of TikTok in China bans much of the stuff that Western versions promote. They ban it, even as they promote it in the West. Chinese TikTok users get videos on science and education rather than lip-syncing, licking toilets, or dancing.
Wow.
Point five, Chinese kids are banned from accessing TikTok up to a certain age. And then point six, Chinese TikTok is limited to 40 minutes of access per day. It's unlimited in the U.S. to any age kids. Number seven, China believes that apps like TikTok make people stupid and can destroy civilizations. I'm not saying China thinks this will bring down the United States. They have 1,000 tools they're utilizing.
They think we're a decadent society that can't control our urges. And they got a point.
Yeah. After the founder of ByteDance was chastised by the CCP, TikTok hired thousands of new people to moderate content. CCP members and people with strong political sensitivity were preferred, and China has begun an effort to rid their society of this term I can't really use on the air. It would be making their populace more effeminate, especially their men. And they're promoting masculinity, all while TikTok promotes the opposite to the West. The joys of transgenderism, etc.
And
it's not an accident. It's not a coincidence.
And the average person spends 6 hours a day on TikTok, with youth spending most of their free time on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. The numbers are shocking.
Well, my kids don't have it, but like I said, they're still exposed to it enough that they know what all the big memes are because it's so ubiquitous. And playgrounds. And yeah. I suppose for high school kids and college kids also.
Well, and listen, I'm self-aware enough to realize the preceding rant sounded a lot like the paranoid ravings of an old bitter man. But
Television is ruining our youth.
The comic books. China is absolutely bent on debauching our youth to whatever extent they can. Preoccupy them, addict them, feminize them, make them dumb.
Wow. And now they're sending spy balloons over our unpopulated states.
Right.
If you haven't heard that story, we'll get that to hour three. If you miss an hour, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.